Pastor Buddy. We're live from the Promised Land down here tonight for the first time in our Sweetwater residence for Yahweh. It's just so wonderful to be here tonight. We got some of the brothers and sisters that's joined us, helping us move in down here today, and we got a lot of chaotic order here, and a lot of happiness and joy, and it's just so good to be here at the festival site, where we're now beginning to get ready before the festival that is coming up here on the 21st of the month. And well, praise Yahweh, it's just wonderful. And we're going to talk to you a little bit tonight before we get started on the message tonight. We're continuing on the series of the Sabbath, and we want to relate to you that the message of the Sabbath is for joy, and it's for rest. We said last night that Yahweh made rest. He made it, and He created it for man. Man needs rest. He needs to abide in his rest and take heed lest any of you fail exactly to enter into his rest. So we're so thankful tonight that you who know the true Sabbath, you that walk upright, you that love Yahweh, you that fear his word and tremble. We've got a lot of change in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. It seems like that we're having more and more wickedness and more things that are beginning to come about to set the stage for the New World Order. We're in the book of Micah tonight, chapter 2. Woe to those plotting wickedness and working out evil upon their beds. In the light of the morning, they practice evil, because it is in the might of their hand. You see, ladies and gentlemen, because people have control over people, they don't practice good. They're practicing evil. Now, one of the greatest evil things that we have found out in the Sabbath message is that they have changed times and laws according to Daniel 7:15. They do not want you to practice righteousness. Now, notice here in 3, verse 1, Micah. And then I said, this is the Creator talking, Yahweh. Hear now, O heads of Jacob, and you rulers of the house of Israel, should you not know righteous ruling? You who are hating good and loving evil, tearing away the skin from my people and flesh from their bones. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever seen such a time? Bankruptcy, foreclosures, is this designed? And I believe it is, and I'm going to tell you why. The devil knows that he has but a short time. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, fail not to assemble together, especially, he said, now, especially when you see the day approaching. What day? The day of the Sabbath. The day of rest. The day of a new beginning. The day of Isaiah 66, the 20. I make a new heaven. Satan knows he's got a short time. He has to move, and the only way that he can rule is through evil. And the heads of Israel, right here, they are plotting and planning. It's one thing for the wicked to plot and plan, but when the righteous join the wicked against their fellow brethren, there's a lot of good people that have gone bad because there is no hasty judgment against people that do evil. You ever notice that? when you see people day after day, year after year, month after month, whatever, when they practice evil, and they cast the truth to the ground, and they prosper, you begin to question if there is a God. Now, how many of you have said lately, I just don't know. If there's a God, where is he? If there's any hope, is there any deliverance or righteousness? Is there any reward? The Bible says in the last days that what will happen is that the faith of the righteous will be tried. Here is the faith and the patience of the saints. How do we go about getting the faith and the righteousness of the saints? We study His Word. We get on the time clock. We come to His appointed times in the heavens. It's related in the heavens that there is an appointed time. And we must abide in that calling, in the calling of the appointed times. When are they? Now, we have, as I have said many times before, a reward for anyone using the biblical references of the King James Bible to prove one place in the Bible where that they kept a Sabbath other than eight, 15, 22, and 29. That is the regulated Sabbath of rest. Now, the new moon is not exactly a Sabbath, and it's not exactly a rest day. It's something that is remotely, similar to a rest day, because He didn't want you to do any servile work. He wanted you to dedicate your time to the work of Yahweh. Now, that's what we're doing right tonight, and been doing it all day. We got up before daylight this morning and started doing the work of the assembly, trying to prepare a place for you to assemble and for you to have faith that there's a place for you to worship in. Notice in, again, Micah, again, chapter 4, verse 1. Now, we've read Micah 2, verse 1. We've read Micah 3, verse 1. And now we're going to read verse 1 of Micah 4. And in the latter days, it shall be that the mountain of the house of Yahweh will be established on the top of the mountains. That means the lofty heights where it will reign supreme above everything. And it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall go into it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of Elohim of Jacob, and let him teach us his ways, and let us walk in his path. For out of Zion comes forth the Torah, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. Now, question. What day is that day that there will be righteousness and the evil will be put down and you will walk on the ashes of the disobedient? A time of judgment. Yet you don't see any hasty action against the wicked. You see them prosper. You see them gain because they have a wicked rule in mind for you. By taking advantage of the power that they have, they rule over you with evil. The righteous hide themselves when the wicked rule. Now, I'm going to repeat that. The righteous hide themselves. Now, there's a place for you to hide. Hide from the wickedness of the world. Hide from the enticement and the temptations of those who would teach you to break his laws and to keep a different time frame. Now, again, let's look at the evidence here that we have relating to the Sabbath. Isn't it plain that the Gregorian calendar is an artificial time development as a conspiracy of the wicked who ought to change times and laws? Isn't it wonderful that you would know the truth, that you would keep in abundance the plan of Yahweh, and that you would gather together with those who would worship him in spirit and truth? Now, how do you do that? Listen to this. It's very simple. $10,000 offered by a righteous man as a challenge for anyone to prove a Sabbath any other than 8, 15, 22, or 29. That's a fair offer or a challenge to the intellect or for you to prove that there is a Sabbath system devised by Yahweh in the Bible that would differ from 8, 15, 22, or 29. It just doesn't exist. And yet, the Gregorian calendar will not recognize an eighth day. They only believe in a continuous revolution of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7. Now, this festival that we're having coming up here in Sweetwater, Tennessee, we want you to come and bring your thinking cap. Studies to show yourself approved. Workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come under the assault of the wicked men who say that you do not have to do the lunar Sabbath. You who are hating good and loving evil, tearing away the skin from my people and the flesh from their bone. Did you know that if they develop a system that is anti-lunar, and they develop a system of Gregorian reasoning or mathematics, there is no perfect calendar upon earth. Each calendar has to allow for the unequal days divisible by 12. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got so many things to be thankful for. One of those things is men of faith, men of courage, men of grace, men that have hazarded their lives, men who have spent many hours burning what we call the midnight oil, searching to see as a Berean if the things that we teach about the lunar calendar are true. Now, why would we get up and challenge anybody other than the lunar Sabbath keepers to prove their calendar? They know that there's flaws in it. They know that they would have to offer a detailed explanation that is not reasonable beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is the calendar of perfection. Yahweh himself, being the mathematician that he is, set up a system in the heavens designed by himself exclusively, for man couldn't change, man cannot alter. Satan is a desire to be over the appointed times. And the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan wanted the seat of authority over appointments was that puts him in control, makes him important, takes you away from the true time of keeping Yahweh's ways, losing track of the truth, hiding the truth, perverting the truth, changing the truth, adding to the truth, taking away from the truth, and in doing so, bring about the Babylonian confusion that Satan uses to deceive who? The very elect, if it's possible. Now let me explain to you exactly why that Satan hates those of a righteous spirit. Let me tell you why that Satan is against you coming to the festival. He does not want you to have the truth. He doesn't want you to consider the truth. He don't even want you to hear it. And so then, if he can give you 1,000 reasons for not coming to Sweetwater, Tennessee, to the King's Gate Inn, where we are here gathered tonight, we just got possession of the property officially today. Now, we got the keys yesterday, but the brethren and the sisters that are here working on the property, we're cleaning up the property, we are doing the necessary things about moving in. I am permanently changing residence. We will no longer be in New Tazewell, Tennessee. We've been there for years. But we're moving at the urging of the holy unction of the Spirit. Abraham was a constant journeyman. He was constantly seeking a city. Here's a city that is promised to come in the latter days. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Great things are happening. Satan knows that he has but a short time to do the things that he's doing, and that is trying to sow the discord of a similar time into your schedule to get you on a rhythm. Well, Sunday, we've been keeping Sunday fasting money for years and years, and Mom kept it, Dad kept it. Ladies and gentlemen, just because that you have been keeping a system that's wrong, and yet it has convinced many in the world, the Bible said that wide is the gate, broad is the way, and many there be that go thereon. How is it, ladies and gentlemen, that the true way is straight and it's narrow, and only a few go thereon into the true countdown? And ladies and gentlemen, the more that you really ponder the rest day, the more that you will understand that the Sabbath, which is made before man, is one of the most important, if not the most important commandment in the Bible. Now, here it is. The Bible says, if a man says that he loves Yahweh and will not keep his commandments, he's a liar and the truth ain't in him. It also says, they that live godly in the Messiah will suffer persecution. If you're hated for his namesake, if you're hated for the calendar that is so rare or so mysterious. Oh, I don't have time to fool that old Sabbath stuff, Pastor Buddy. It's so confusing and nobody keeps it anymore. You know everybody else ain't going to hell just because you say so. You see, the Bible says that they will cast the truth to the ground and prosper. We have an evil conspiracy among the elite churchianians, is what I call them, that they have changed the truth, they have changed the times, they've gone out of their way to make it a complicated mess of Babylon. Yahweh's got a plain nature calendar. When you see the times and the seasons that is orchestrated by the Father himself, set up the times in the kingdom to have a time of rest. And again, the Bible said, take heed that you fail to enter into that time of rest, and therefore you have what is called a way set before you. Choose this day who you will serve. Do you serve Yahweh's calendar? Do you serve the calendar of man? Do you serve the one that seems right? Or do you serve one that is very strange, very odd, very peculiar, very hard, very difficult? The Bible said, after much tribulation, you enter the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, this is worth suffering for. This is worth being a unusual, straight gateway where a few may be discerned. With the broad way and the seamlight way, you have people who have cast the truth of the lunar plumb to the ground, and the Bible said they prosper. Where are you going to draw the line and choose this day who you'll serve? Can you do it by coming to an old-fashioned meeting? No luxuries. Maybe some of you will have to sleep on a tarpaulin or under a canvas, you know. Or maybe some of you would drive a lot of miles with a car that may just not make it. You see, the poor, rich in faith, are the ones that'll make it. Those who doubt, those who fear, those who never have enough money, those who never seem to, you know, people say, well, when times get good, I'm going to serve Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to remind you of something right now. Yahweh's trials and tribulations are designed to test your faith at your lowest. If you cannot serve Yahweh at your lowest level, making the commitment, doing those things, you say, well, I just don't have a lot of money. I know people are going to get on airplanes and travel here to the festival, and most of it is by faith. Through grace are you saved, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of Yahweh. I know people are going to get in their cars with maybe the tires. Maybe you need a set of tires, and you say, I just don't have the money to it's either tires or the feast. Now, which one am I going to choose? Don't you think that Yahweh will really get you here? You launch out into the deep. Don't put up, I can't do it, excuses. But because the devil's going to keep you poor and needy as long as you live. You say, well, I just ain't saved up enough money, and we got behind. Well, if you stay out of Wally World, if you quit doing your own pleasure on his Sabbath and start doing his pleasure, which is to serve him and honor him, and the Bible says again that if you say you love him and won't keep his commandments, and you're commanded to gather three times a year, and in this tabernacle lunar calendar season of the 13th month, we may have some teaching on that this time. We may expound on some of the mysteries of time. So you never know when something beneficial is going to come into your mind. Veil those who are coming with hands that are not empty. They're going to be filled with the material in the mind. They're going to be blessings for you if you attend. Yahweh is going to give you the desires of your heart. If you love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, what are you going to get from it? You're going to get a reward. If you don't love Yahweh, and you love the things of the world better, what are you going to get? You're going to get trampled on, according to the 23rd verse of Isaiah 66. Your carcass is going to be ground to powder, and the righteous are going to walk on you, and they're going to step on you and your grave, and you're never going to be renewed from your death. It's going to be an eternal death. You're twice dead, plucked up, if you fail to take heed to enter his rest. The Sabbath was made with rest. It was made for you. It was made in respect to you to have a time to observe the appointments. In the heavens, we have what is called the lunar appointment given to you courtesy of the mathematical calendar of nature. Whereas, if I used to have trouble keeping the lunar calendar or understanding the lunar calendar. It was so difficult for me. There's only one explanation of why it was difficult. Simply because we have left off searching the heavens and looking for the time frames that Yahweh has placed in the heavens. Again, $10,000 for any day other than 8, 15, 22, and 29 is used to prove a Sabbath. So then, it takes away Sunday, it takes away Saturday, and it brings you back to the issuance of the time designed by the Creator. I am Yahweh. Love me and keep my Sabbath holy. And they came together on the eighth day, and they worshiped him. Ladies and gentlemen, the eighth day is a regulation appointment only through lunar. You need to hear the truth of the matter. You need to hear a debate of those who oppose the lunar and to see how easily it is to shut up the mouth of the wicked. Now, how do you shut them up? The Bible said the word will stop every mouth. Now, we're going to gather here on the 21st. We're looking for you. We expect you to come. And you are welcome to come. We long for a big crowd. But not of those who are for the purpose of sowing discord. We don't like that. We don't mind your differences. If you've got a difference, we will give you ample time to express your differences. We're not going to saddle you or bridle you about your differing with the lunar Sabbath. But we reserve the right to bring the preponderance of the evidence to the table by proving all things and by holding fast. We're not just going to run and give up because you say boo. You're going to have to say more than boo to prove that the lunar Sabbath is false. Now, why ain't people keeping the lunar Sabbath? Because they've been taught a new way, a way that seems right, a way that is the way of death. The Bible talks again in the 23rd chapter of the book of Isaiah 66 that you'll go forth and look at the carcasses and the worms of those who have disobeyed Yahweh's word. His word is forever settled in heaven. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing taken away. And what are you going to pay the difference for the price in obedience versus disobedience? You are judged by the fruit that you produce. If you love him, you're going to keep his commandments. If you love him, you're going to search out his truth. If you love him, you're going to travel those extra miles to get here to hear some truth. Again, we're going to have a concealed weapons permit to shooters zone class, and if you have a relatively clean criminal history, you can qualify for this permit. You need not to be a resident of Utah to apply. The course is approximately 3.5 hours long. Utah state fee for a 5-year permit is $65.25. Utah, for a permit for 5 years, will only cost you $65.25. The shooter zone training course that you must take to obtain this permit will cost you $100. And so the total cost here with the permit renewal fee after 5 years, which would be $10 to renew it for another 5 years, and all required material provided. There is no testing, no shooting required. 2x2 passport quality photo included. FBI fingerprinting card process. They're going to fingerprint you. You'll be run through the system. If your prints are clean, you're going to get your shooter's permit. And it's recognized, ladies and gentlemen, in over 35 states. Now, what we'd like for you to do is call the brother that is sponsoring this shooter's permit legally to carry in 30 states. Contact Jonathan Johnson. The phone number for John is 423-338-1972. Again, the permit is 423-338-1972. Jonathan can book you, and you can gather here on Saturday the 23rd for a 3.5-hour class, no shooting and no testing. All you have to do is listen to the basics of the instructor. And if you qualify with a clean record, your prints will be taken, sent to the FBI lab. They will be searched to the database. And if you're clean in your prints, you are going to have a permit for less than $200. In Tennessee, I gave over $200 for mine. And it's limited in the states you can carry. I think Tennessee recognizes about 11 states and has a contract with 11 or so surrounding states that you can carry. But if you want a carry permit that would qualify you for 30 states, you can obtain this for less money than I pay for a Tennessee permit. So come, especially on the 23rd, go through the class, you'll qualify. You don't have to go shoot like I did. You don't have to take an exam like I did. And so it's very easy for you to obtain a shooter's permit, or a carry permit is what we call it here in Tennessee, to carry arms or a weapon in your possession. You're legally to carry in 30 states. So you need to make reservations and call Jonathan Johnson again and let him know that you're planning on coming so that he can give you the directions and the proper number, and that is 423-338-1972. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you that we are so thrilled to be here, and we've got 4 or 5 hard days work to do in carrying out our duties to prepare the grounds before the festival. Now, we're going to put up an old-fashioned gospel tent. It's the old gospel tabernacle tent that we used during the Passover feast. Now, it rained. I'm telling you, it really tried our faith. But we endured. We had a wonderful time. We baptized 8 souls. We made the devil mad. We accomplished what we had set out to do. We kept the faith. We hung in there. There were still quite a few people at the end of the festival, although it had been miserably raining and cool and things of this nature. And beginning here on the 21st, at the going down of the sun, we will blow the shofar in Sweetwater, Tennessee, and we're going to conduct the shooters class, and we'll get that underway, like I say, on Saturday. We'll begin on Thursday night. We will celebrate the Sabbath from Thursday night till Friday night, and then we will feast and praise Yahweh, study, and testify. Fellowship is the greatest thing. Learning to see an old friend, people that you haven't seen in quite a while, and it's just a joy to see them come. We've got brethren that are up in their 80s and 90s that are still attending the festival. Oh, and it's a joy. Not only is it a joy and inspiration for us to see these older brethren and sisters come, but it's also joy to hear their testimony and their knowledge that they bring to the table. And every testimony is appreciated. Every thought ever given, you know, that you bring to put into the tithing and to the things that we so desperately need. We're going to begin a campaign for a building fund, and I know you haven't recovered from the purchase fund. We went after quite a challenge. It was quite a challenge. We collected over $160,000 for the buying of the property. Now, that property, today, we just signed the papers to have insurance on the property, and we've got the deeds in the process. They're already being registered. We're waiting for our deeds. It's going to be clear of all encumbrances. We're not going to owe one penny on it, and we're covered with insurance, and we're going to start building an assembly. And right now, we are doing things right now, beginning today. We're bringing things onto the property that will be here for the endurance of the property. We're going to have vessels. If you think that you can bring us something that we can utilize and use, like stainless steel utensils and things of this nature, we could use things like that. Whatever you think that you could donate to the festival site, we will honor you and recognize you, and we will have certificates to give to you in honor of appreciation for those of you that dug deep and helped us in our cause. We don't want you to go unnoticed. We want you to be acknowledged as like Cornelius, who loved the assemblies, went about doing good, built buildings to worship in. And ladies and gentlemen, we need you in a building if you're gifted to raise money, if you're gifted to inspire the giving of money to the assembly. We need you. We need you to help us to campaign for donations of different towns and cities around that could be solicited to help us, business places and things of that nature. We need your help. And once we get an assembly built on the property, ladies and gentlemen, then for your pleasure, we're going to have a place to worship. It's going to be dry. proper amenities like bathrooms. We've never had that luxury. But did they just have the luxury of walking in to the gate, putting our key into the lock, our lock, opening our gate into the King's Gate Inn in the name of Yahweh? Oh, how thrilled I was today to do that. And ladies and gentlemen, we are still here tonight. There's fellowship going on all around me. I'm here in a little empty office. Well, it's full of boxes and things. I don't even have my equipment set up. We're just doing this remote off of our cell phone tonight, holding it up to our ear and just talking to you from the bottom of our heart. We hope to have things a little bit more organized as time goes on. But as years go on, we know that all things work together to good of them that love Yahweh and are called according to His purposes. There is a time and there is a purpose for all things. So come out. Join us on Thursday night. Plan on coming and spending a few days with us. We'd like to have you for the full endurance. Now, we have motels available here in the Sweetwater area. There is a lot of things that we have to offer you in the convenience range that we didn't have to offer you before. We're having a time of joy. We're having a time of peace. We're having a time of rest here, although we're fervent, although that we're at a hectic pace. We're working our little fannies off, trying to get it ready for you, and we expect a great gathering of people. Now, we're not expecting a great crowd. We're not expecting quantity. We're expecting quality. So we'd rather have two righteous people come than 30 unrighteous. We would rather have someone with a testimony of faith to promote the faith of others than to have those who would tear down or criticize, always trying to sow discord. That's one thing that Yahweh hates, and discorders. Praise Yahweh. But the old carnal mind never sees it Yahweh's way. They see it their way. And the carnal mind is not subject to Yahweh. He will not recognize it. And so then, what we need is people that are positive. People that are sold out. People that will endeavor to keep the faith, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, and pressing toward the mark and the high calling that is in the Creator. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so wonderful. There is so much joy and pleasure in serving Yahweh. I've been serving Yahweh. I've attended feasts. I've slept out in the woods. I've camped in the fields, around the campfires. I've slept in seedy motels. I could tell you some experiences, but I won't. But it's all been worth it. Every time you labor to enter in the straight gate, every time you labor to enter in when the time is set, by the appointment in the heavens, not man now, but the appointment in the heavens, Yahweh and His truth is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it, nothing taken away. So why don't you plan? Make plans right now. You still have time. Make plans to come and join us here at the King's Gate Inn. It's fenced, and your children won't be able to roam around outside the fence. They'll be fenced inside, and we have the gate. It can be locked. It won't be, but it can be. But Yahweh expects you to come and to do the things that are pleasing to his sight, which is remember the Sabbath day. Remember the high holy feast days, all synchronized within the lunar temp, 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. Again now, 1, 8, 22, and 29. Can you keep those appointments? Do you think that you could qualify by coming to Sweetwater, Tennessee? Now, for directions, call Pastor Buddy tonight on his cell phone. That would be 423-259-0606. Again, Pastor Buddy. 423-259-0606. That's 0606. Now, if you'd like to write me tonight, you can still write my old address. We'll give you the new address down here just as soon as we get established at the post office and get a post office box. We haven't had time to do that. We will in time be changing our mailing, but right now you can mail your cards and letters or your love offerings to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. We'd appreciate it. Now if you'd like to write me, that's my address, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, Brazil, 37824. If you'd like to call me again, call me at area code on my cell phone, 423-259-0606. And we'd be glad to take your call tonight and talk to you a little bit about the directions to the location. If you plan on attending, get directions by calling Pastor Buddy or any of the brothers and sisters that you might know who know the way here. We'd be glad to give it to you and help you to get direct directions to the Kingsgate Inn. Very easy to find. Exit 60 off of I-75. And we'll be seeing you here on Thursday evening at 7:30.
And as they did eat, Jesus took bread, and blessed, and brake it, and gave to them, and said, take.
His way, not your way. His way is not your way. Your way is not his way. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so is his ways higher than ours. So submit to him, love him, pray, fast, sacrifice, give, take, and stand in the gap and make a pledge. Say, ask for me and my house. I will serve Yahweh. Now, listen again. Ask for me and my house. This is David's teaching. As for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. I love you tonight, and I bless you in the name of Yahweh. I bless you to consider coming to the festival and to attend with us on the night of the festival. That will be on the 21st of October, beginning at 7:30 p.m. at the campground here at the King's Gate Inn. We'll give you directions on how to get in here. Very simple. It's only a 10-minute drive from the interstate. Very convenient, located. You're welcome to camp. You're welcome to stay at the motels. Again, I'll give you the numbers again Friday night. It'll be a little bit better organized to give you the numbers. But if you would like for me to make reservations for you, simply give Pastor Buddy a call, and I would be glad to make reservations. The motel just right up the road. I will be glad to do that for you, and just tell me how many nights you'd like to be here, how long you would like to stay, what size room, beds, or whatever, or numbers of rooms that you like to have. I can make those reservations for you if you would like me to do that. I'd be more than happy to do that. Now, we're going to go through the festival again with a gun training exercise, and that will start on the 23rd. That'll be on a Saturday, as we will teach on that morning service. It begins about 10 o'clock that morning, and it goes to somewhere around 2 o'clock with probably taking time out for lunch. And so you plan on 10 if you'd like to have a gun carrying permit in 30 states. Now, some of these states are not reciprocal, meaning that you have to be in the location or the state that you are licensed from. You would have to be in from that state to have it qualify in another state. However, the states that have direct reciprocal contracts with Utah equals 30 states. So it's quite a favorite gun-carrying permit, simply because you don't have to take a test, you don't have to have a firearm, you don't have to go through the procedures. The only thing that they use is a background check for your fingerprints to make sure you're not a criminal, and things of this nature, and it's real easy. Less than $200 will bring you through the course and give you your right to your gun carrying permit. More and more people are getting their permit. And I'll tell you why later on. There's great shakings coming in this land. America is being set up to be sabotaged by wicked men, knowing they have but a short time. There's going to be a great persecution against the righteous. It's already begun. It's going to get stronger. But when the going gets tough, it's a tough to get going. So again, my telephone number, Pastor Buddy tonight. I'm live here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel on the transmitting Jewel of the South, 423-259-0606. Now, if you'd like to write me, as I said, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Castle, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to hang up the old microphone here. We've got a couple of minutes to remind you that we hope and trust that you can attend the festival and come expecting a blessing, come expecting fellowship, joy, unspeakable and full of glory, out in shape with Pastor Buddy. If you've never met Pastor Buddy, just an old country boy, following the broomtails back in the 40s and 50s, still plowing for Yahweh. Love you tonight. Many blessings to you around the world on the radio network. We'll see you live again Friday night from the King's Gate Inn with our message of the hour before the fellowship of the Festival of Tabernacles. God bless you, and I love you.